As the school year comes to a close, many high school seniors and their families are preparing for the next step on the academic ladder, college. And it's a chance to reflect upon the arduous application process. Just this year, there's been a dramatic increase of applications for the University of California. UC Berkeley accepted only 21% of its applicants for the fall, down from 28% last year. And for those hoping to get into Ivy League institutions, the chances are even slimmer. Harvard accepted less than 6% of hopeful high school seniors. The transition from high school to college is tough. And at Richmond High in the West Contra Costa School District, it's even tougher. The majority of parents there haven't been to college, and that can leave school counselors as one of the only bridges between high school and a higher education. KALW's Nina Nicole Morente spent time this last semester at Richmond High School. She follows 18-year-old Andre Taylor to see how the system is working to help him achieve his college dreams.
During school hours, there was always a police car parked just off the sidewalk that leads to the front doors of Richmond High. As you enter and walk past the auditorium and administration office, an iron fence stands between you and the rest of the school. Many students call it the prison wall. This is where more than 1,500 Bay Area teenagers receive their high school education.
Everyone's here. We have white people, a lot of Latino and Latina people, black people.
That senior, Andre Taylor, as an African American, he's part of the school's second biggest ethnic group. Richmond High is predominantly Latino at 75%.
I always talk to everyone, so it's people are really nice, and I love Richmond High.
Mostly everybody knows Andre. He's gregarious, friendly. He hosted the school's multicultural night.
People here, for the most part, are really nice. Like, I didn't expect people to be really nice at first.
Many people don't. Richmond High is mostly known for gangs, violence, and low academic performance. Last year, only 19% of the students who took the high school exit exam passed in English. Only 18% passed for math. The school is also known nationally as a place where a 15-year-old girl was gang-raped in 2009 after a homecoming dance. Andre knows the dangers well. He was accosted his sophomore year. He was accused of living in the wrong part of town.
Two guys come up to my friend and point guns at him. And it's like, where are you from? Blah, 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 blah. All that.
Andre wasn't physically hurt, but for about a year after that, he says he was afraid to leave the house. And the threat of violence was just one obstacle he's faced while growing up. The other is a lack of a stable home.
Well, I haven't been with my mother since I was one, and I've been in the actual foster care system since I was five. And since then, moved to many homes, I think six or seven, but the one I'm in right now, I've been with them since I was eight. Mm-hmm. So going on the 10th year right now.
So what's it like being a foster child?
Now it's, before it was really bad. I was ashamed to tell anybody. I still don't really tell anyone unless they ask me. But not that, I'm not ashamed of it anymore. It's just like, if you don't ask me, I'm not just going to go out and say it.
When Andre was six, one of his foster mothers verbally, physically, and mentally abused him. He says the only good thing about the home was that it had books. He read and eventually wrote as a form of escape. In fact, he's dabbled in various art forms throughout his life.
I started off with acting when I was three. And from acting, I went to drawing. From there, I went to writing and reading a lot.
And now he's almost through with high school. Andre's got a solid GPA, 3.6, and his SAT scores are 1530 out of 2400, slightly better than average. Andre wants to go to college, major in English, and become a teacher or professor. In November, he got started by sending in his college applications.
I've applied to four states, four UCs, and five private colleges. Harvard, Yale, University of Chicago, University of Southern California, and Sarah Lawrence.
Pretty lofty goals. Those include some of the most competitive schools in the country, and it would be a leap for a kid from Richmond High. About half of its students come from socially disadvantaged backgrounds, and only about half of its graduates go on to college. So there aren't a lot of people where Andre comes from who make it that far from home. Andre invites me to meet his family in central Richmond. He lives on a cul-de-sac where every yard has a fence and every house has a security alarm system. There aren't a lot of people walking around, but Andre's home is full.
My full name is Jose Jesus Ramos. Originally from the from Mexico. I was born in Guadalajara, and I was raised back in, down in Tijuana. And I'm on, I'm the guardian, the legal guardian of Andre. And I'm going to be in his life until he says, that's it.
Ramos and his wife have been foster parents for 14 years. Altogether, including their biological sons, they live with seven teenagers. The family keeps two diplomas visibly posted on the front table. They serve as an inspiration in the face of adversity. Foster kids graduate at a rate 10% lower than their classmates. Next month, Andre's diploma will be added to the display.
Well, I feel proud, okay, because let me just go back a little bit. When he came here and he was into the process of, you know, school, you know, middle school, I hear a lot of negative things about him. People were saying, no, Andre, when he turns 14, he's going to be in juvie. I was like, wow. Why? Because you say so?
I was suspended a lot of times from school for really dumb things.
Five suspensions. He says he was rambunctious in class, hard to handle.
And I was also in NSH classes for a while because mm-hmm. people thought that I needed to be in them.
What is NSH?
What does it stand for?
Non-severe handicap.
Non-severe handicap.
Yeah.
From grades 2 through 6, Andre was kept in classes for kids with special needs.
There was a lot of, there was like a tag on his chest. I'm a foster and I'm a bad kid. You know, that's how people was looking into him.
Ramos says he tries to raise Andre with the understanding that when people tell you things about yourself, you have the power to prove them wrong. An 8th grade teacher did the same thing, and Andre started to turn his life around.
I think it's from my past when people were like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, you're mm-hmm. stupid, blah, blah, blah. That got to me, and I was like, you know what, I can do this, and I... This starts the whole house.
Andre and I head up to his room. The first thing I notice is a Justin Bieber poster.
I was going to ask you if you had any role models.
Oh, yeah. Cephas and Michael Jackson. And Justin Bieber now, but that happened because someone took me to a movie.
It made an impression. Andre wants to be a star, and he pursues his own artistic talents with weekly singing lessons. Andre, you're part of it. It's Wednesday after school. Andre is in downtown Richmond at the East Bay Center for the Performing Arts. He's on a full scholarship here, part of a program that helps low-income kids learn fine arts. He plans to try out for the TV talent show X Factor next year, when he feels more ready. He's got big dreams, artistic and academic, inspired by his family and the support he finds from teachers and counselors at Richmond High.
Hey, Miss Jen, I'm gonna go sign up for AP.
Oh, yeah.
Every school day, dozens of students filter through the College and Career Center.
I have a few kids that actually call me Mom. Yeah. I've adopted a few of them.
Angelica Arriaga works for a nonprofit called College is Real, which serves about 100 kids. Grants and donations cover its $100,000 budget, which pays for college tests and application fees. The program is one of four in the counseling center that helps students with college applications. Arriaga says many students don't enter Richmond High thinking that they will continue onto higher education.
I don't think that they're necessarily making the connection that they can go to school. They just see Richmond High as like a negative place that they should try to avoid.
Nicolita Peronomos works for two nonprofits, Destination College and the Early Academic Outreach Program. She splits her time between Richmond and neighboring De Anza High.
Consistency and follow through and like sincerity is really important, you know, and I think the problem with my position is that I'm in two places at once. And so kids don't care. They just want to see your face. They don't really care if you are, like, the most on-point college graduate. If you're there, that means a lot. Just being there physically, you know, that they can come to you, you know?
Krista Jan runs the counseling center, working with about a third of Richmond students, including Andre Taylor. She says part of her job is fundamentally convincing kids to aspire.
You know, just because I'm from an inner city school means all I can do is community college, or all I can do is go to a trade, or all I can do is work, but there's, like, different options open to them, and I, like, try to tell them is, like, you know, the American dream. Your parents want you to have more and better than what they have, and one of the ways you can do that is by educating themselves.
At the end of March, Andre went on a backpacking trip with a college prep program called Upward Bound. When he got back home, the letters from colleges had started to arrive. UC Berkeley, Andre's top choice, came first. He did not get in. He had a lot of applications out there.
I came back refreshed, and I saw that, and it was bad news. And I just didn't worry about it. I was like, okay. And then I got rejected by 4 more schools that day. And it didn't hit me until I got rejected by the fifth out of the 5 I got rejected by, and I was like, dang.
Andre got into UC Merced, the only UC that had an increase in acceptances this year. He made plans to go there, warmed up to the idea. I dropped by to see him in mid-May.
What's new, Andre? Where are you going to college?
Well, I got accepted into UC Santa Barbara on Friday off the wait list, so I'm really excited about that. It was just amazing.
UC Santa Barbara is ranked by the U.S. News & World Report as one of the top 50 schools in the country. Getting in is something of a dream come true for Andre, but he wasn't sure. He'd be far from home, on his own, and he'd had trouble before when he didn't feel supported.
I talked to my foster dad, and he just said, "You're 18, Andre. You should be able to do whatever you want. You should be able to take whatever risk you want. And you will see in the end whether it was a good decision or not, but I want you to make that decision." I was like, okay. So that was that.
Andre Taylor will leave Richmond soon. He says he's loved his time here. It wasn't always that way, but with some help, he started to find himself. And he's got a chance now to become whatever he wants to be. In Richmond, I'm Nina Nicole Morente for Cross Currents.